From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We've now heard the report suggesting Chinese hackers have gained access to advanced weapons systems here in the U.S. That information might be used to copy or even disable those systems. It's a hacking problem that isn't likely to go away anytime soon, because the companies that design and make our weapons, along with the weapons themselves, increasingly rely heavily on software and the internet. That makes them more vulnerable. So how to defend against those attacks? One answer is to fight fire with fire. A group is recommending Congress allow companies to use some of the criminals' tools and hack back. Roy Camphausen co-authored a report delivered to Congress by the Commission on the Theft of American Intellectual Property.
If it's your information, you ought to be able to have the means available to you to prevent another from exploiting it if they were successful in exfiltrating it from your system.
Camphausen fully admits that using hackers' tools against them might be a dangerous game, but he also points out that, here's a shocker, technology is moving a lot faster than the legislative process, and that's a big problem for defending against online crime. One of the tools detailed in the report, by the way, is called a rootkit. What the heck is a rootkit? We asked Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. And so a rootkit can be used to monitor or block somebody who has stolen files?
A rootkit is sort of a stealth way of having total control of a computer system without the person who operates it knowing.
What is being considered here in the U.S. government, and why, and who's asking for it?
Well, there's a proposal from what's called the IP Commissioner's Report on Intellectual Property to potentially allow, I guess, documents or computer files to be booby-trapped, where if they were illegally possessed by someone, they could lock themselves up and no longer be accessible. In the case of the report, what they're more referring to is the theft of perhaps trade secrets and this kind of stuff, being able to have those files sort of self-destruct a la Mission Impossible.
But there's a little bit of a misconception here, right? There's a lot of talk online that it's being pushed by Hollywood, by the music recording industry, et cetera, to stop pirates.
Yeah, the recommendations by the commission were made in the context of looking at digital espionage. Now, you know, the media, of course, as you say, is talking more from the perspective of I copy a movie illegally and now all of a sudden it turns into ransomware and it locks itself up and demands that I pay for it before I have access to it. And while that may not be the intent of the IP Commission, it certainly would be something that could be done if the law were changed to make this legal. And I think that's where people's concerns are, and that may be justified.
Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thanks.
Thanks for having me.